good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing great here. 5 days, 15 hours, and 29 minutes away from finals week here in San Antonio College and the Alamo Colleges.
Absolutely.
And we want to wish everyone good luck. Good luck. Did you have any studying routines, or how did you prep for finals?
I absolutely did. First, I lived in an era when if you made an A in the class, you didn't have to take a final. And so I tried really hard to always have an A. Then towards the end, they did away with that. And it was just to try to be prepared. I don't do well cramming, if you want.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I would just use my old exams, my old quizzes, be ready. And that was it.
Yeah, definitely.
That was my strategy.
I would get to the class early, mm-hmm. a couple hours, and I would write all of my notes mm-hmm. on the board. I would write them out, whether it was a whiteboard or a chalkboard. It really annoyed the professors. You have to erase your work when you're done. But I would literally fill out the whole board, and I would do that even for tests. And it always amazed me, at the end of the semester, other students would show up. And they would be talking, and, you know, they're looking at the board kind of. I'm looking at the board. And when I would erase it and I would take the test.
You could still see the board?
I can go look at the board, even though it's blank, and be like, okay. And, you know, it's kind of like the method of Loki.
Sure.
Just walking through the garden and just recalling everything that comes to you.
Sure.
That worked for me. And I think what it is, you know, there's not going to be an exact way for anyone to really study. You have to figure it out for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the ultimate goal of college is figuring out how you learn and what works for you.
I remember I had a number of exams, final exams in undergrad, where the bonus question was always, tell me everything you learned. And I would just sit and write, kind of like what you just tossed
out. Let it out.
Just write the whole thing. And I always got the 10 extra points with that answer, but... Which is good, you know, on a final to have the extra points.
Oh, definitely. Well, yeah, you know, we had a big, big weekend. I remember last week we were here. It was the last day of early voting. And we were like, go vote, 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 vote early. And Saturday rolls around, and then I go to vote. Because it's tradition for me. You know, you go vote on election day, and then you take the day, literally. You relax at home and you do nothing else. That's election day for me. But I was kind of sad to see the turnout, mm-hmm. voter turnout. And I know there's this huge debate going online. Oh, fiesta, fiesta, fiesta. I don't think so.
You know, I don't think so either. There were 9 early voting days. What I think we have to do is change the vocabulary, right? And I think we need to say there are 10 election days. Not just one.
Mm.
Because while it's true, there was a final election day on Saturday, there were 9 early voting days prior to that. And I find it very hard to believe that an individual had more conflicts with the 9 days than with the 1 day.
Yes.
So that would suggest to me that there were more opportunities in the 9 early voting days than the 1 election day. So I think if we stopped calling it election day and said, you know, election time, whatever you want to call it, but that there are 10 election days, every day is as important as the other. I mean, if you cast your vote on the first day of early voting, it's counted in the same way that the vote you cast on election day is counted.
Yeah.
And so... You know, you have 10 days of opportunity to go vote, especially when you know that, you know, like, the other part of our big weekend was that Fiesta was all around us, right?
Oh.
San Antonio College was the launch site of, you know, both the Day Parade, the Battle of Flowers, and the Flambeau. They're saying that the Flambeau drew about 750,000 people to the downtown area, and that the Battle of Flowers had about 300,000. All of the floats, bands, celebrities, cars, horses, everything were on our campus. Right? And so was the voting site. Now, it didn't impact early voting at all, but it did impact Election Day. But still, I saw a number of individuals going in, and I thought, well, what a perfect way. If you're downtown and you get to your seat early, come drop in and vote. Another opportunity to vote. I don't really think that election, that fiesta had an impact on Election Day or the outcome, more importantly. Okay. I think it was the number of individuals in the many varied races that had people very confused about what they wanted to do.
27 candidates.
Yeah.
Which
means you had to do some research or you were just pulling a lever, as they say.
Yes.
Right? And so I think people were uneasy with just pulling a lever. I don't think anybody likes to do that. But I also don't think they wanted to go and look up 27 bios and read them. And most people didn't tune in to the debates, the various debates. And so it was a complicated process.
Oh, yes. And hopefully it gets better. But looking at the election results, well, first, let's take a look at it. $987 million bond issue passed, received nearly 70% of the vote. It's going to include $95 million School of Nursing. This is going to be the first Alma College's campus in the medical center. This is groundbreaking.
Right. I mean, first we have to thank the voters of San Antonio. Begin there. I think the vote demonstrates the confidence that San Antonio has in the Alamo Colleges and the work that we do at each of the many campuses and centers that we have across town. I also think that our students and our alum realize the value of the education they receive at the Alamo Colleges. Like anything, like any business, right? If there's no value, you don't continue to go back. And instead, our trend is that the number of students continues to increase. We're at 80,000 students now, 79 throughout the district. In the next 4 years, that number is projected to be at 20,000. 20,000 more for 100,000 at a minimum, 120,000 at the high end. And I think the other thing, as you saw in the proposal, is how the Alamo Colleges is aligning with those opportunities for employment that bring high-wage, high-demand jobs into San Antonio. And we're really looking forward to that part.
It's very exciting, very exciting. And if you want to take a look at the bond, Alamo. edu/bond. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Thank you.
Also with that, the 27 candidates that we had running for mayor got whittled down to 2.
Absolutely. So this evening, our students will host a mayoral candidate runoff debate tonight. The debate will take place at 6:30 to 8:30 in the Lofton Student Fiesta Room. The community is invited. Both candidates, Gina Ortiz-Jones and former Secretary of State Rolando Pablos, have agreed to appear and debate tonight. So if you had any reservations about who to vote for, come on up and listen to the two candidates debate.
Do you think we'll see a bigger turnout for the runoff?
Absolutely. I think we will. Now, this nonpartisan event is designed to encourage engagement, civic engagement. The debate is sponsored by the Student Government Association and the Department of Public Policy and Service, working together with our students. The runoff election, don't forget, will be held on June 7th, Saturday morning. Saturday, all day.
There you go. So, educate yourself. Come on down. It's always good to hear from the candidates and see where they stand on certain issues. Yeah, it's great. This is a great time to educate yourself. So, the state of the college. Starting next week, we got finals. We got graduation coming up in 2 weeks. And this academic year, the 24-25 academic year, is coming to a close. So we're going to take a look back. So tell me about it.
Well, I think it's been a great year for San Antonio College, and it's a great time to be on the campus, especially as we're looking forward to the centennial. You know, it's important to spend some time, and I think we've done that this year in preparation, is really talking, though, about the past, our great accomplishments, and the number of different individuals throughout the history of SAC that have contributed to where we are now. And, you know, it's just really been nice as we've been talking about the centennial, just the different individuals who have come out to say, you know, I went to SAC and support what we've continued to do, but talk about their long history here and how San Antonio College gave them the opportunity to succeed and what they made out of that opportunity. The different stories. I mean, during Fiesta, you know, so many people were on our campus visiting with us, and each of them had an individual story about their success and what San Antonio College meant to them, and, you know, who had influenced them, and they knew their names, they knew those individuals by name, and it's just, they have great memories of being on SAC's campus.
Yes, and going back to having people come down and visit, Fred Stock. We just had Fred Stock on May 1st, mm-hmm. and we want to thank everyone who came out.
Everyone.
It was great. Atmosphere was great. The weather was fantastic. Nice overcast for most of the day. Good attendance, good food. And at the end, we got to see one of our alum here at San Antonio College Radio and KSYM. They came out, they made a donation. They go, at the end of Fred Stock every year, this gentleman comes and makes a donation. Mm-hmm. He always talks about his old times at the house up on the hill is what we call it, mm-hmm. In the old location. But it's great. It's great to see the alumni and hear their stories.
Mm-hmm. And Fred Weiss' brother joined us.
Wow.
Right? He came out and spoke to us, and he and his family would like to be involved in next year, so we'll start that conversation. But he was very honored that we continue to have the tradition in memory of his brother.
Yes. Great event. And so once again, thanks everyone for coming out. I do have a bit of a correction to make. alamo.edu/bond-proposal. That is the website if you're trying to check out the bond that went through. So once again, yes, enrollment skyrocketing at 20,000 students.
You know, in the past four semesters, long semesters, right, of fall, spring, traditionally our spring semester is lower than our fall enrollment. And in the past four semesters, we've had an increase in each of the successive semesters. So we're now at nearly 20,000 students for fall. We were short by about 200 students. And summer looks just as explosive as the spring has been. Currently, I think we're at about 7,955 students enrolled. Our target is 8,298 students. I have no doubt we'll achieve that goal in the next couple of days, and that we'll be well on our way to summer enrollment. You know, summer courses are important. There are two blends of students, if you want, that come to campus. One are our continuing students who are trying to really complete a 24-month program in an 18-month. We've made that possible now for mm-hmm. students to do. And the second is the students who come in to town, you know, away from home and are back home and are taking two or three courses they want to take. I'm always surprised, though, by those students who thought, I'm going to go up there to San Antonio College and take these two easy courses and get them out of the way and find them to be just as challenging as their home campuses. Right? So be prepared
for the
challenge. But right. We'll have quite a few students in those, non-degree-seeking students.
And I think it's great, too. We have the summer momentum plan.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're, I'm a college student who attended college for the first time this spring, you get 3 credit hours that you can take in the summer. Fall 2024 students who enroll part-time and in the spring 2025, 6 hours. And if you enroll full-time in the fall and this spring, 9 hours. So it's incredible. And, I know how it is. I was a student once. And the student, in the summertime, that was the time for me to just go to work. Mm-hmm. Go to work, save up my money, come back in the fall, spend everything I made on school. And I didn't realize, though, the importance of summer courses. I would have been done so much faster.
But, today's students are really looking at accelerating their journey.
Yes.
And this makes that possible. It's kind of a reward, if you want, for the hard work they've done in the previous 2 semesters to be able to go to summer school, pick up some summer classes, 9 hours, as you're saying, at the maximum, for those students who have been going for full-time. And it's a great opportunity.
And, I see a lot of students like, no, I'm taking the summer off. Come on. You can do it. You can do it. So if you are looking to register for the summer classes, though, May Master registration, that's going to be closing on May 18th. That's the deadline for May Master and Summer 1 8-week courses. If you're looking for the 16-week summer courses, June 8th, as well as the Summer 10-week and the Summer 2 8-week. So keep that in mind. You don't have time, but you don't have that much time.
Also this past year, San Antonio College earned the prestigious Carnegie Leadership for Public Purpose classification. San Antonio College was one of only 25 U.S. colleges and universities to receive the first Carnegie Leadership for Public Purpose classification. The designation is awarded by the American Council of Education, along with the Carnegie Foundation for Advancement of Teaching. The classification recognizes institutions that have committed to campus-wide efforts of advancing the betterment of society and promoting the dignity and general welfare of all of its members. Leadership for Public Purpose is reflected in the coordinated efforts that enhance the development of ethical leadership in service for the public good. We were able to do this, to write this application and eventually have the award bestowed on us because of the difficult work that our faculty are committed to doing, and that is assessing leadership as one of our marketable skills.
And then we're showing others how to do it. That's what we do. Mm-hmm. We also saw this year the Empowerment Center. They moved into a brand new building this past December. It's now located just across from the Victory Center, closer to the middle of campus. It used to be tucked back away, way away. But now we put them right there on Main Street. It's fantastic.
Right at the front door.
Mm-hmm. And this was made possible by $1 million allocation secured by Congressman Greg Kassar. And it's going to help extend the work of the center to support underrepresented and non-traditional students. So, great work to Dr. Barrow over there.
Absolutely. We also had the Scobie Education Center celebrate its 10th anniversary. The Scobie Education Center celebrated the anniversary last October. It marks a decade of inspiring local students on science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, STEM fields using astronomy and space. The center includes the Scobie Planetarium, the Observatory, the Challenger Center, and, of course, the Santikos Micronaut Center.
Yes, very cool. And still, it's a great date night, Friday nights at the planetarium. No, I don't. Still don't have a date, but sure. That's the life of a radio DJ these days. Moving on. And also this year, we started taking a look at 8-week courses and started, promoting them more to students. And I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it. It does make more sense to take 2 classes for 8 weeks, do all the work, do the 2 finals, and then do 2 other classes for the remaining 8 weeks.
Right.
Instead of doing 4 courses, having to juggle 4 courses, and if you put a job on top of that, if a student has a job, yeah, no, the 8 weeks sounds a lot better.
Mm-hmm. We've increased now our 8-week offerings to about 33% of our total offerings in the semester, Remember, that's about 2,600 sections, depending on our enrollment. And now we have data to show that our students who are in the 8-week courses are outperforming those students in the 16-week courses. Of course, we're tracking that data. And also, we're so proud to be partnering with PTK. They have taken this on as one of their projects and are promoting it. They've introduced student panels from students who are taking 8-week courses and allowing other students to ask them questions and really, you know, find out more about it. They're almost at every event promoting the 8-week courses. The students who are promoting 8-week courses have taken, in PTK, have taken 8-week courses too. And so it's a great collaboration this year working with PTK.
And
Phi Theta Kappa.
Yes, Phi Theta Kappa. Phenomenal work that they're doing. And, you know, 8-week courses, I would like to see this expanded to all disciplines.
Mm-hmm.
Every program we have, I think this would have a great impact. And it just makes it more attractive when you're registering for courses as a student. I'm like, oh, 8 weeks? Mm-hmm. I can do that.
Yeah, congratulations to Dr. Rincones, our Vice President of Academic Services, who has led this conversation across campus with the academic deans. And, of course, the chairs are now involved, and so the program coordinators. But like all things, I mean, it was almost like the conversation that I remember years ago when disciplines were saying it can't be done, right, about online teaching. And now we have about 30-35% of our courses are online. And so here's another something new. And once the data, I think, supports that our students are doing well in sections, I think we'll continue to see growth in this area.
Yes.
We're hoping to achieve at least 50% of all courses will be in the 8-week
form. That'd be fantastic. Well, we also saw the SAC Men celebrate their 10th anniversary.
Mm-hmm. They had a number of activities celebrating this milestone.
Yes, and so the SAC Men, it's the San Antonio College Men Empowered Network. 10 years on campus, it's a pretty big deal, and it was developed to address the challenge of supporting men of color in college. So research nationally found that men, particularly men of color, were underrepresented in college, and many, you know, the statistics are against them. Yeah, they're likely to drop out.
And, you know, the question we often get is it necessary? Is the program necessary? The truth is that when we disaggregate data, student data, there's a number of pockets or populations that we know don't perform at the same level as all other students. Whether that's in enrollment, right? I mean, look at enrollment right now. We have enrollment is at 60% female, 40% male.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a number of areas we need to work on.
San Antonio College will officially observe its centennial year. This is going to be starting in September.
We have actually already started, right? We started
a little
early with the fundraising campaign. We have an executive committee. We have, you know, we're lining up all the pieces that make the puzzle work. And the executive committee, our former student and graduate, Harvey Hartenstein from the Broadway Bank, announced the first gift, a generous gift of $50,000 to our $1 million goal. And recently we had another donor. We'll have an announcement later this week, I believe. And so it's starting to happen, starting to roll. We're excited about it. We'll soon announce the schedule of events. But it'll be a year-long celebration. So if you miss one, don't worry. There will be plenty of events on campus, and there'll be at least one event every month.
Yes, and looking forward to hearing all the stories. It's just going to be phenomenal. And, you know, we're coming up on graduation, May 21st. It's going to be at the Alamo Dome. It's Wednesday, 9 a.m. So graduates, candidates, students arrive between 7:30 and 8 a.m. Guests going to commencement are going to be allowed inside the building at 8 a.m. And I want to make this clear. Just leave everything at home. Don't, I've believe flowers are not being permitted into the Alamo Dome.
Right.
Last year it was glass vases, but now it's been expanded to all flowers. So, you know, give them to them in the morning. Or give it to them when you get back from the graduation and after the dinner.
Or at the restaurant, right?
Yes.
Present them at the restaurant.
Yes. So, it's a very long walk from the car to the Alamo Dome. I don't want my abuela having to walk all the way back.
Right.
So, leave the flowers at home. But seating, first come, first serve basis.
Yeah. This is an exciting time, again, for us and our graduates. There are a number of smaller ceremonies that are happening over the next couple of weeks. Tonight I'll be with the veterans as they recognize the veteran graduates. Last night I was with the mariachis. They had their final, and it was a wonderful performance, dedicated to Las Madres in preparation for Mother's Day. And so it was just a wonderful event, and we'll have a number of those throughout the next 2 weeks.
Oh, yes, nonstop action. And, yeah, graduation. It's going to be phenomenal. Trust me, you're going to want to get there early. It's always great to see the students in the back, and it's like that final hurrah, and, you know, you get to see your friends. And mm-hmm. You may have just had a class with, or you haven't had a class within a couple semesters, but you feel this unity, and everyone comes together.
Look, it's going to be a long ceremony. We know that 1,700 students have ordered and picked up regalia.
Ooh.
And so there's going to be a number of students there. The crowd will be large. It usually averages about 10,000 family members. That's the reason that we had to move to the Alamo Dome, because we no longer fit.
In the Freeman.
And the fire marshal was turning family members away, so we had to move it to a larger venue. And it's a wonderful venue. All seats are good seats.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in the Alamo Dome, you still can see your graduate. We have, of course, the large screens overhead, too, as the graduates are walking through. You'll be able to see them on the large screens. And so it's a great event.
Yes. And,
do get there on time. The line moves with or without you.
Yes, with or without you.
And it runs on time.
You know, wear some comfortable shoes. We're going to be there a while. We're going to be there a while. Well, you know, this is the last show for the semester, for the school year, for speaking of SAC. And it's been a lot of fun.
Thank you. It has been. And I especially appreciate the opportunity to come in and talk to you about SAC and what's going on our campus every week.
Yes. And we're going to see everyone, hopefully, at graduation. But we'll see everyone in the fall, right here, speaking of SAC.
Have a wonderful summer.